that's right. Are you ready to get some lip service? You're on the Gristle 2SC on a 7.3 with a huge show for you this evening. Trumbull in the Jungle. Australian Prime Minister gets half hour of political Tinder time with Trumpty Dumpty surrounded by intrepid old seamen. We're going to be talking about Trump and healthcare. Turnbull congratulates Trump on making America sick again. Proof conservatives hate healthy people. Gonski in 60 seconds. Policy free zone coalition finally agrees to Labor's education plans. And hold that smashed avo. Coalition cuts the lunch. Uni students in the firing line. It's fees to increase while repayments to be made soon. All the Angelian tricks. Stick around. You're on the Gristle. Yeah, that's right. You're on the Gristle on 2SCR 107.3 and 2SCR.com. Check out our brand spanking monkeying new website. It's fantastic. You're joined by me, the Punditaker, and we've got a huge panel for you this evening. Very girthy. We've got Starvin Marvin.
How you going?
We've got Warm Lettuce.
Giggity.
We've got Tintin.
G'day, g'day.
We got, is Fighting Irish going to be saying anything? I'm not even sure.
No, of course.
We might have to move that mic a little bit this way. And we've got True Debt.
Well, hi.
You might have to move a little bit closer to the mic. And, okay, sorry, live radio, gotta love it. Things that have been live, of course, in the last 24 hours. Malcolm Turnbull, the Prime Minister, has been genuflecting and brown-nosing all at once with Donald Trump on the USS Intrepid in the United States, finally meeting the dear leader of the USA for a half an hour jolly to talk about all manner of things. I don't even know what they talked about. Team, Turnbull was supposed to have the meeting at a certain point in time, but he got bumped off the schedule for a bit, didn't he, Starvin Marvin?
Absolutely. Because there was a lot of celebrations going on because Congress had managed to get through by, was it 1.5 votes or 2.3
votes? The healthcare, which is something that we'll be talking about.
Cuts, but will it get through the Senate?
That's what we're going to be talking about
and
after.
We're talking about later, are we?
Yeah, indeed.
Well, that's a good idea. That's why he was late.
Warm Lettuce. Don't know if you saw Did you see the film? It didn't look like Trump was really paying him much respect or regard, did it?
No, it didn't. I mean, I tuned in at one point on the ABC and I thought, what is this? It looks like my local RSL meeting, you know? And then I realised, oh, no, actually, it's a bunch of war veterans. That's probably pretty insensitive of me. But there you go.
I enjoy the RSL.
Yeah. Oh, well, they've got very cheap beer, which is always nice.
Always good.
But no, for the record, there was an occasion, of course, it was the 75th anniversary of the Coral Sea Battle, which is or Battle of the Coral Sea, famous event between American and US forces. So there was a cause to be there. But it is pretty...
American and Japanese forces, I think you'll find.
Well, that's true. But it does say a lot that obviously it's really important to Australians, but then Donald Trump's like, nah, fuck it, I'll be late, it's okay. Which is probably about how it was in the real battle as well. Like, oh, I think the Australians are getting blown up. No, hold on, we'll get there a bit later. I just want to do something else first, you know?
Do you think that Trump...
It saved Australia, that battle.
That Trump actually would have gone well in the Battle of the Coral Sea. I mean, let's say that, you know, would you be feeling confident if Donald Trump sailed into your waters in the middle of the night?
It would have been huge.
Huge.
Tremendous.
It would have been bigly. Now,
Believe me.
True Debt, mutual friend of the dear leader Trump and Malcolm Trumbull is Greg Norman. Greg Norman, he seems to be the matchmaker. You know, sort of like me, I think you grew up in the 80s when Greg Norman was a thing. I mean...
I did. I didn't realize he was still alive, to be honest.
it's incredible. I mean, it was actually Greg Norman that got Turnbull, Donald Trump's phone number, on election night. And that was how Turnbull was able to congratulate him. It's incredible, the world we live in.
News
of his death has been greatly exaggerated.
much like Prince Philip.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, nothing to see here.
Now, as you were alluding to earlier, Starvin Marvin, the reason Turnbull was bumped down the list like one of Trump's ex-wives was due to the passing of the healthcare repeal in the House of U.S. House of Representatives.
Also known as Obamacare, Punditaker.
Also known as Obamacare.
What, they're the same thing?
Indeed. What? Now, we might go around around the panel. Trudette, Malcolm Turnbull congratulated President Trump on passing this repeal, at least in one house, which is going to rip away healthcare from 24 million people. Is this, as they say on ALP Spicy Memes, the last thing you hear before Medicare is privatized?
I mean, gosh, I hope not. I mean, it's pretty, you know, the Americans had really just given their people, like, the smallest amount of healthcare. You know, it's not even the same as some of what we get in the UK or Canada or all of these places. So to have that taken away, I mean, it's less than what we have.
It's the opposite of Bigly.
It's the opposite of Bigly. It just seems appalling to me that you would want to congratulate someone on that when we have such a, you know, a pretty good health system here, you know.
It's a little bit like
Donald Trump's
hands. Yeah, it's more like, oh, very nice. So it's a bit like if you you want to give $10 to a homeless mate, and then you go, actually, you know, can you give me $5 back? And your mate congratulates you and says, nice work, mate. Now we've got enough money for another pint at the pub. Like, you know, like, great. You know?
Indeed.
I would say that, you know, passing the Health Care Act is a bit like, for Donald Trump, passing a gallstone. A lot of pain and a lot of blood.
Now, is this going to feed into the narrative in this country? We all know that the Libs hate Medicare. They just want to privatise everything. Is this going to blow back badly on the Prime Minister? I mean, we saw that truthful campaign from the Labor Party during the last federal election.
Very truthful.
What I just can't believe is that Trump congratulated Turnbull on our healthcare system. He said, you guys have a great healthcare system.
Really?
This is insane. Like, is he aware of the system we have? There's amazing footage of Bernie Sanders reacting to this. But I got to tell you, I was in Washington when the first healthcare act passed, and there were cheers coming from Capitol Hill.
You were fully sick?
I was fully sick, and I was with all these college Republicans. And they were just telling me, this is socialism, it's going to destroy the country. And I'm just like, yeah, we call it Medicare.
It's just insane.
I think the reason that Malcolm Turnbull didn't realise how big a deal it is because he's probably never used a public hospital or a public health service in his life. He's like, yeah, everybody should have private health insurance.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
not? You know?
Like, indeed.
He's never been sick.
Indeed. Just quickly, usually we talk about US politics at the end of the show, but Trump also this week raised eyebrows if... You know, as if you could raise them any more with Donald Trump, with a tweet, I think it was, indeed, about possibly meeting Kim Jong-un, saying he was a great guy, or words to that effect.
Smart cookie.
Yes.
Fighting Irish, do you see this as the arranged wedding of the century?
Well, I just appreciate the cookie reference, to be honest. I think that, you know, it's very tasty, you know, as part of the issues at the moment in regards to North Korea and nuclear weapons and all the actual really serious.
It'd be very, very spicy if they let off some nukes. That kimchi would be, you know, seen from miles away.
I think the reason
that he calls him a tasty cookie is because every time he looks at Kim Jong-un, he sees the Pillsbury Doughboy and he thinks, oh, mate, time for some cookies.
That's good enough for me.
You see, I actually thought, I don't know, you're all probably a little bit young to remember this, but there was this...
Yeah,
there's
I am
this,
a bit, yeah.
There's this cult, which you may recall, Sarvan Marvin. Christian cult in Korea, in South Korea, called the Moonies. And the Moonies have mass weddings. They marry 50,000 people at once. I'm wondering if that's what Donald Trump's really into. He can marry all these Eastern Euro brides at once. He can fly them in from the Czech Republic or wherever.
The Moonies are back here in Broadway. I don't know whether you know.
Are they?
They were handing out leaflets 2 weeks ago on the corner of Broadway and Harris.
Well, I know that the Pundertaker is definitely in need of a wife, so maybe we'll go somewhere there.
Indeed. All right, we're going to go to a short track. This is Stroh Elliott, Kamal Coltrane, getting tongue-tied with all this talk of Trump. And coming up after the break, Gonski and Cuts University. You're on the Gristle 2 SCR 107.3.
Like me. a nation of lifters, not leaners.
First, by sticking to our plan for jobs and growth.
The age of entitlement is over.
As our team of experts are locked up deep in the bowels of Parliament House, they are working feverishly to bring you the simple, straight truth on how Budget 2017 will affect you. Tune in Tuesday night at 8 p.m. for the special Budget on the Money broadcast to find out the news that the Sydney Morning Herald wished it could provide.
I just heard that promo. Big shout out to Fairfax journalists out there fighting for decent pay and conditions and news.
Well, I'm sure they do wish they could. We work for free.
Yes. Well, call Gina Reinhart and let her know. But don't let her know about the coalition's quadruple backflip with a small pike over Gonski. Looks like the Liberal Party has finally seen sense in Labor's Gonski reforms. And it looks like they may be going, if not the full Gonski, at least a modified Gonski, where the principle of needs-based funding is to be enshrined on a bipartisan basis. Warm lettuce. Tell us about why the spineless Liberal Party has decided to go with Gonski. Is it that they feel like they need to track to the centre now?
No, I think it's just that every so often, even if you're an absolute idiot, you wake up and you go, oh, that looks like a good idea. Just like having a beer on a Friday night, you know? I mean, it's universally known it's a good idea, and I think that's where needs-based funding falls. This isn't the first Liberal to fall into the Friday night beer view of Gonski, which is the New South Wales Liberals supported it, the Victorian Liberals supported it. So really, the only one that doesn't support it is Captain Catholic Tony Abbott, and that's why it's not something we all just agree on.
Now, just quickly, warm lettuce prior to going to the rest of the panel. What are maybe the top two differences with what Labor's plan was? There's a private school hit list. Is this Mark Latham's hit list from 2004? I hope it is.
Yeah, well, actually, it is. So the whole idea, you know, Labor's out there now saying, like, oh, they're cutting funding. But it's a load of rubbish, right? The only reason that we, you know, when Labor, I say we, that doesn't mean I'm a Labor person.
We should probably say that some of us here work for the Labor Party.
But, I mean, the only reason we decided to literally throw cash at everybody was so that we couldn't get attacked. And now the Libs have gone in and said, well, that's not really need-based funding. That's just buying somebody off. So they've come up with the original scheme, which is based on the original Gonski report with the original funding. It's actually a better policy. And Labor's now like, oh, that's horrible. But, you know, it's just posturing, you know. It's like,
I love a good posture.
Look, warm letters, could I also say that they've actually also come up with the original Gonski. Yeah, there was the man himself standing beside them. How did this happen? How did the ALP allow him to escape their clutches? What's going on?
That is true. You know, I often wonder...
What's going on?
I heard a really good rumour.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
So I heard a really good rumour.
Yeah.
That he wants to be governor of New South Wales.
You need to move closer to the mic there, Fighting Irish. You need to auto-fillate it.
What did you say again? You can turn him up.
Literally, so I heard this really good rumour that he wants to be governor of, like, New South Wales.
Governor of New South Wales.
Why would he aim so low?
I mean, it couldn't. Yeah, I know, right?
Malcolm Turnbull, governor of New South Wales.
No, Gonski, David Gonski. Okay. I mean, it couldn't actually be that the Liberals' policy is more in line with his original recommendations. It couldn't possibly be that he originally said, you only need $5 billion, and Labor said, no, let's give them 12 and then change the whole thing. It couldn't actually be that maybe he thinks their policy's better. No, he's got to be getting a job out of it. It's not like he's not a high-paid banker already with a lot of influence.
Gone over to the top.
Going
to
hear from Tintin here.
Look, a lot of what the governor does is visit schools. A lot of them are public schools. The governor came to my school. I was a public school student.
I can smell.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, dude. And I got to tell, look, he will be, if he becomes governor and goes to all these schools, he will be the most popular guy there.
I know. I know. You know why? Because he will have the teachers. I bet he loves having the teachers union drive around with their green Gonski signs. Trudette, do you trust the Libs? You know, the Libs love to cut and run. Do you think that this is all for show and that actually, you know, if they get re-elected in 2019, they'll be out there with Tony Abbott and the Razor Gang again?
I mean, look, they don't have a great history of funding any sort of education, whether higher or primary school or even secondary school at that. So, I mean, it is a little bit hard sometimes to believe that they'll actually go through with it once they've been...
I know. Whether they can even recall what they've done.
Do you, just out of curiosity, does everybody think that Malcolm Turnbull will be knifed before he can pass?
No, he won't. He's got Cormann and Peter Dutton lining up behind him like it's a Saturday night at Arcs. So I think it's all good. Oh, now,
those words have never been heard together.
Talking about Saturday nights, well, not at ARC, but Saturday nights might be a little more frugal for students around the country, and particularly 2SER listeners. Simon Birmingham, Education Minister, amidst all this Gonski flurry, also mentioned that university fees are going to be hiked and the repayment threshold is going to be lowered. Why is the Coalition launching another war on students, Starvin Marvin?
Well, 42,000, that's not much, is it?
Hang on.
$8 a week. What, it's outrageous, isn't it?
What now, are the jobs that you can get for $42,000 in Australia at the moment?
Well, McDonald's, none in broadcasting. That's what I can tell you. It's far too high that I can't get that sort of job in broadcast.
Bourgeois broadcasters.
But clearly, if you're going to go to Gonski 2.0, you're going to pay for it with something. And clearly, the university students of Australia and the international students that are flooding into this university and others, they're the ones that are going to pay. Peter has to pay Paul.
But they've found a way. They've already said that they're going to track down all the people who haven't paid the HECS debt from overseas and get them to pay their debts. You know,
and Birmingham, send them to North Korea.
Yeah, Birmingham's going to rock up and be like in France and say, hey, mate.
Doesn't he look like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine?
I just saw it. Yes.
Doesn't he just like... It's insane.
Can I just say, I think what they've realised is they've gone mission accomplished. We've made housing so affordable, none of them are going to get into the market. So they've probably been saving for a while. They've got a bit of money left. They're never going to own a house. You might as well pay off your uni debts. Isn't that where it is now?
Indeed.
You know, give up on home ownership. Just give the government your money instead.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. Look, Fighting Irish or Trudette, you know... I've often thought cultural studies degrees aren't charged enough. They are such high-earning degrees in this country. If you have a cultural and communication studies degree like I do, can you think of any other degrees that maybe we should raise the fees on? Are there degrees... what are the degrees that people in the Greens usually have?
I don't know anything about that. But I think that on a real note, though, also... In terms of university education, what is it based around? Like, obviously, TAFE education is based around quite...
Making wallets?
Well, TAFE education is based around, like, real priorities for the economy. What is university education based around? You know, like...
What do you mean? It's based around a civilised society.
It's based around
I'm not sure
funding.
That's always very helpful.
You being funded by North Korea? I saw you eating kimchi before.
Mate, I was eating cookies before. Same thing, really.
We don't need more philosophy majors, Elijah. I mean, like...
Not super keen.
We need to start debating the Kantian view of philosophy and God and all these other things on the show because they had so much to
I love
Australia.
Kant. Filthy Kant. All right, we're gonna go to another quick track. Austin Lade, he'd probably agree with you. And coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about freedom of speech warriors, Gillian Triggs. We're going to be talking about Fairfax and John Coates. Stick around, all that and more coming up on The Gristle. This is Austin Lade, Nadira Shakur, Pride, a classic.
Yeah. living in my pride.
And wildly inventive, Colson Whitehead's 2017 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Underground Railroad, has been lauded by Barack Obama and Oprah Winfrey. Join Colson at Sydney Writers Festival as he sits down with New York Times book review editor Pamela Paul to discuss his imaginative exploration of the foundational sins of America. May 27, City Recital Hall. Tickets on sale at swf.org.au. Sydney Writers Festival, sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
That's right. You're on the Gristle on 2SR 107.3 and 2SR.com. Big shout out to all our listeners. Thank you for your support throughout the year. Now, someone who has been supporting free speech ever since the Soviet gulags were cool, Gillian Triggs. No, I'm just kidding. She's a very upstanding, erudite individual. Has been awarded a free speech award in Melbourne. Liberty Victoria, what the hell is going on in Victoria, have awarded the former Human Rights Commissioner an award for promoting the principles around free speech. Bill Leakstein is up in arms about it. Bill Leak is up in arms about it, even though he's rotting in hell somewhere, which is where I would love to go. team, there was a bit of controversy. I mean, you know, we are not pro-safe space on this show, I think everyone knows, and we tend to fall on the Bill Leak side of things. So on behalf of Bill Leak, we have to say, why was she given a free speech award when she seemed to want to curtail free speech?
So the short answer to that is she was given a free speech award for her passionate advocacy of people that didn't have voices in asylum seeker centres. So Nauru, Manus, because she released this report or was critical of the government, all that, which is actually quite ironic because during the follow-up Senate inquiry into that report, she badmouthed a bunch of journalists and was censured by the Senate for lying and basically slandering them and making things up. And I think,
is
that really who you want to give a free speech award to? I mean, if we're going to alternative facts, it's like giving Donald Trump a feminism award, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, certainly Donald Trump a feminism award, indeed. I mean, yeah, you know, fair, and I was in Parliament
just
when...
Grab that, thank you.
I was in Parliament when she was being roasted by Senator McDonald.
Were you the God, member for Fairfax or what?
No, I was just writing stuff. But you know, just on this point, I mean, you know, sort of, should a human rights commissioner be there only providing, if you like, voices for those that they see are oppressed, like? You know, it sort of does seem inconsistent that they are cherry-picking who they want to hear from. Or am I just being a right-wing hack?
I think you're not being a right-wing hack. I think it'd be better to find, if you want to really talk about people that are oppressed and don't have a voice, find someone that's not already a celebrity to give the award to and give them a voice.
Like Waleed Ali. He needs an award. Yeah. He has not had enough awards. The guy is...
Just not enough awards.
Yes, it's
the gold
loot. Don't they say...
How many times do you get celebrities and big people, they sit in rooms and they pat each other on the back and they're like, look how much work we've done.
I don't know, a bit of both.
I could have given it to you, warm letters.
Yeah.
We should the sounds of my
we should start a change of order petition. But of course, something on a more serious and sadder note is free speech is actually taking a hit this week with Fairfax gutting its core news staff. Over 100 people are to be laid off, despite the fact that Greg Haywood received a multi-million dollar bonus. Team, we all like to have a whinge about the safe spaces, but at the end of the day, if journalism keeps getting cut, how can free speech survive if no one's going to pay for it? Trudette, views on how we fund free speech, or shall we not need it given we have the internet?
Should we not need freedom of speech if we had the internet? I mean, the internet is
I mean,
just,
to fund it, though.
Oh, to fund the internet. Is the internet funded by free speech? I don't know. It's kind of like a just...
It is on Reddit.
It's a toilet wall, the internet. It's like every toilet wall in the world.
I know. I see... the amount of times I've seen Warm Lettuce's phone number on Reddit, I'm just like...
It's all the sharpies.
It's true. Call now.
Call now. He can call come to you. Yeah. He loves the house visit.
Can I say, actually, I think it is actually atrocious. And he comes out today and he says, oh, no, I promise this is the last time we're going to do it. But the only reason that they're not completely in debt is because they've got this money coming in from Domain, the property revenue from their advertising. And everybody's saying this boom's ending. Once it does, they're going to cut again and they're going to be losing jobs.
All right.
It's very sad.
That is all we have time for at the moment. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsor and then Sid taking us out with Got Her Own. And coming up, Gay Panic, stick around for those guys and all the great shows on 2SER.
If you've been injured in some sort of accident, you might be thinking about claiming compensation. If you are, your first step should be to get legal advice. Taking on an insurance company on your own is pretty daunting. But a specialist injury lawyer can make the claim for you and get a much better result. Law Partners is Australia's largest specialist personal injury firm, and it costs nothing to call their local office to get some advice. Call Law Partners on 133 529 or visit lawpartners.com.au.
2SER sponsors.
Flattering girl, you by yourself is a tragedy. I got trees in my back we can smoke, but I heard she got her own. I heard she got her own. Heard she drive a Beamer and she got it on her own. Heard she was a dreamer but she's sleeping all alone. I just wanna meet her cause I just wanna know. I heard she got her own. Heard she got her own.